Come take a ride with me to paradise. Heaven's in your heart beating inside. You're alive, the great divine, older than time. Yes, you are loved, and the stars in our sky, billion year old lights light up the sky, and you can feel divine design of you. The time has come for you to honor the miracle of you. And you are so beautiful, the way your body moves. Your heart lights up hearts, and your whole love illuminates our world. Your soul is old, your soul is old. And you can feel the universe through your heart, the divine design of you. The time has come for you to honor the miracle of you. All the roads being long, and the heart is strong. Let your love, let your love lift you up,
lift you up.
Let your heart,
let your heart
rocket. To honor the miracle of you.
Oh, Om Shanti. Very, very warm welcome, Dee Dee. So rather than introduce Dee Dee, that's not necessary. Could I invite you one more time to welcome her? If you can stand again one more time. This will be very easy. I promise. Dee Dee. From our heart, with a lot of love, we very, very warmly welcome you. You are Baba's very, 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 very special sparkling jewel. And this gathering of flying angels welcomes you with a lot of love. Om Shanti.
Oh.
The topic Dee Dee will share on is sustenance of subtle Brahma.
Om Shanti. So lovely to see Baba's global family here. I remember that few years ago, we used to be in this large number. And this time also, from all over the world, I think most of the countries are present. So there is only one Brahma Baba, right? And that also now they are combined. Bab Dada, right? Avyakt Bab Dada. So when they say sustenance of subtle Brahma, rather we should say subtle sustenance, right? When Shiva Baba, through Brahma Baba, Brahma Baba followed Shiva Baba Srimad. We have many examples in front of us. We have dadis and many examples, right? But Brahma Baba, his connection, his understanding was so accurate that he was able to change, understand that direction and created yajna, yajna systems, everything. Many people ask us why this has to happen, that happened, and we say, it's Baba Srimad. Because the way Brahma Baba understood everything, and Dadis also, all the time, gave reference to Brahma Baba, all the time. So when Baba became avyakt, right, Sakar Baba became avyakt, so Shiv Baba was still using that medium through Dadi Gulzar. Right. So Shiv Baba and Brahma Baba, then avyakt Bab Dada through Dadi Gulzar. You know how many years? 36 was, right, or some 30 plus years with Sakar Baba. Then 40 plus years, huh? 33. And through avyakt Bab Dada, 40 plus. So there had been creation and sustenance. Many of us are both born progeny. We are born through Brahma Baba, listening knowledge through Brahma Baba. And I think most of the double foreigners are avyakt Bab Dada's creation, right? An example Dadis always gave, that Baba invoked double foreigners. And when double foreigners came, Baba said, it's like creation through the thought. We are creation through the mouth, and you are creation through Baba's thoughts. So, if we all also want to learn, whether through Brahma Baba or through avyakt Bab Dada, first, of course, Murli, the teachings, right? Baba talks to us. So sustenance was through words, like speaking to us, Murli. But, you know, when Baba comes, whether it was Shiva Baba and Brahma Baba, or avyakt Bab Dada, Baba's drishti towards each one. When the Murli begins, Baba gives very, very big titles to each one of us. Holiest, highest. That means Baba is looking at each one of us in our complete and perfect stage. Complete and perfect stage. Everyone. Baba will never, never look at what you are today or in present, but Baba looked at our state, perfect state. Now that is sustenance in itself. So one of our aim in life should be, if you want people to feel being sustained, you can do workshops, you can do trainings, whatever, that is something different. But to feel soul uplifted, to feel soul, that it helps them to be in their self-respect. or awareness of their blessings. I think it needs a lot of shift in ourselves, of not looking at what they are, but looking at what finally everyone will be. I think I did share, and this morning Maureen was in a Vyakti Parivar and she reminded me that if I look at anyone's, like I'm reading Murali, while reading Murali, you have done something and I want you to learn. So when Murali in a point comes, which I feel you should underline it, so I have a soul in my mind and the mistake or weakness of that soul, I am reading God's versions. I think now doesn't happen much, but it was very common that we try to teach souls through Murali by bringing our own internal attitude towards that soul. Does that happen sometimes? And that soul knows that now what you're saying is for me. That you are pointing in a very subtle way through Murali that you should do this or you should correct this. And it's really not the right thing to do, because elevated attitude, elevated drishti, and reading Baba's Murali. Many, many souls, they do feel and they tell us that this morning's Murali was on me. One is what Baba is saying, I also feel Baba wants me to be like that. But as an instrument, especially while reading Murali, that purity, that no one's weakness, no one's fault, no one's anything what we observe is not right, should come in the mind. So sustenance really comes through your elevated stage. And it's very simple. That while reading Murali, it's like you are reading Murali for yourself and then for others. That is why while reading Murali, we don't have to repeat Murali sentences. But you read, you pause in a way that yes, I am realizing, and we all should realize. I must do it and we all should do it. So this purity of our attitude and thoughts has a lot of power. And that is the power of sustenance. Brahma Baba always used to say, I explain everything to children. So just read Murali as it is. Sometimes explanation of the Murali, the old ones doesn't like it. They always say, we just want to hear Murali. And we think that new ones need to be explained, so we do it. But if that can be done after Murali, because this is a very common kind of comments, or like many, many Baba's children, old ones want to hear exactly the way Baba is saying it. there are some, they stop so many times that you even forget what Baba said. Like you, your intellect, the points are not there. So it's not you have to read fast. Read slowly, but not repeat. There is a story or there is an example. You can do it after. Take 15 minutes, 10 minutes after Murli, wherever explanation is required, you can do it. So Baba is able to sustain us. Because He is ever pure. He is making us pure. So because of His highest stage, we feel sustenance, right? So, now Avyakt Babdada. Brahma Baba completed His journey from Vyakt to Avyakt, right? And there were some of the things I find we used to notice in Brahma Baba towards end of His journey. That He, like once He asked, general announcement, but I was able to do it and I came to Baba. And I start telling Baba, this is this, this is this. I thought I must explain properly, so it took me 5-7 minutes. Very softly in the end, Baba said, Baba understood in 1 minute. That means I didn't need it to talk that much. But I thought I need to explain, I need to tell Baba exactly so that Baba can guide us. So that means when He was becoming avyakt, He was also going beyond not only silence as not speaking, but beyond sound, because the way He was understanding. I mean, I always saw Brahma Baba. Whatever signals He has to give, His stage was lighthouse, mighthouse. Because, you know, in the morning is Murli, but during day He will not say anything. One time He was in the courtyard, just in front of His room. And one brother was carrying something in hands. So His attention went to Brahma Baba, kind of. He wanted to take the ishti. And then what happened, all what He had in the hands were some electrical tubes. They all fell. So as soon as fell, so Baba's many children came and start, you have to be careful. We always tell you to, you know, they start saying things. And Baba didn't say a word. He just passed from there. And I realized that when someone make mistakes, there are many, many who would kind of correct that person. But Baba didn't correct. But He was giving like light and might. I remember that sometimes souls, because of under pressure or difficulty, whatever, they make some mistakes, right? And they honestly tell you mistake. That's their honesty. So what will we give in return of their honesty, that not keep that mistake in mind. And that is like giving new life sustenance. So one soul did something and came to see me and I gave drishti. When he went out, some said, Sister Mohini knew about what you have done. But he was saying, but I didn't feel it. I didn't get vibration from drishti. Now, if I would have kept his mistake in mind, even subtly while giving drishti, he wouldn't have felt that power. He wouldn't have felt that Baba's love. And I underlined more that not to keep anyone's mistake in mind. One time, one mother, she was kind of IP soul, made some mistake, came to me and said, let's go to Baba's room. You take me to Baba's room and see what Baba has to tell me. So we went in Baba's room. Now Baba's face never changed, right? So Baba, sweet, lovely drishti. Why should he change drishti? Because everyone has whatever right and wrong every soul does, will have to go through, whether reward or whether punishment or whatever. So why should Baba change his drishti? You understand? What that soul has done is karmic account now. So that soul will settle. Why should I change my drishti? So this keeps very, very respectful, loveful, spiritual relationship. Not only that, but then in that spiritual drishti, you are able to share the power. You are able to share that vibrations. So I feel subtle sustenance of awake Baba. If you have to follow it. So the way Brahma Baba gave us sustenance was an example. And Avyakt Bab Dada sitting on the stage, giving drishti to us. But also, in subtle regions, right? One is through Dadi Gulzar, one is from subtle region. During, after Dadi Janki became Avyakt, almost 5 years I had been offering bhog every Thursday evening in a Vyakti Parivar. And every time I go, Baba gives so much love to everyone. Because we are Baba's most beloved children, right? We all, everyone has different part to play in drama. But all are Baba's. Baba uses word Ladle Sikila De Bache, beloved, long lost and found children. So that drishti in from subtle region on every child. And sometimes like Baba will show a big canopy, all gathering together, and then one to one. So from subtle region, through Baba's drishti, I don't know how many of you experience going beyond. I like when Baba said, I offered bhog for NCC, he says, beyond and above. So that we can feel Baba's drishti on us, and Baba has come to make each child complete and perfect. Each child will become complete and perfect. It's his drishti. It's little bit different now, but if you all remember when we were spiritually took our birth, even if we have to say Om Shanti to each other, first we share drishti. Yes, just even for one moment, and then we said Om Shanti. Now, we don't have time, right? Om Shanti, Om Shanti, Om Shanti. Brother, can you remember, right? Some of the old Baba's children, Rajni Ben, Meera Ben, you all will remember, right? Just give even one moment drishti, then Om Shanti. And you will notice that every person first will look at you and you look at other person. I remember that once I was somewhere in South America or where, this person was from Lebanon. He was speaker, I was also. But then when we were called on the stage one by one, so he just came in front of me. And he looked and I could feel that, you know, it's like he's connecting with Rishti. Now there was this meeting about integrated media, right? So they were talking a lot about what media, what way, social media, YouTube, all kinds of things. But then also it was that time might come that all facilities and devices might not work. Today I had to come. I am on second floor and there was no electricity since morning. That means elevator was not working. So anyway, brothers said it's a practice, because there might be a time when there might not be electricity. So anyway, what we were thinking that certain powers there is power of purity, right? You all had been living in purity for how long? 30 years, 40 years, 20 years. How much power had been accumulated, which even you are not aware, because little bit lost into some ways thought came, this. So you are not able to feel. But main power will be power of purity, power of silence, power of peace, power of love. This current, this power will do service. So how do we make something different this year? Whether you are giving a talk or a workshop, or it's all right to learn different methods of giving knowledge, course or reading Murli. But these powers, subtle powers, that means you come on the stage, maybe 3 minutes, 5 minutes, total silence. So. It will kind of clear the intellects of people. Something will touch their hearts. And Brahma Baba really used that power, power of purity, but power of silence a lot. When Baba said, you should be unshakable, or you should be steady and consistent, and situations will happen, many situations. And if you want everything to be clear, then be in deep silence. You will have not only clarity, but your vibrations will remove all the obstacles. So that whatever we will speak will also touch people's hearts. Not only lecture was very good, this was very good, but awakening will happen. So we were just thinking that maybe now time will come where we won't have any devices. So our mind and intellect, our eyes, attitude, very subtle things, they are devices, but the current is power of love of Baba, power of silence, power of purity. So we have to accumulate more and more of that. I know some of you, many of you did silence here in ORC. There were 5-6 days of silence. Also digital silence, because no computer, no telephone, nothing. But, you know, I feel that this can be done regularly, even during day. It's not I don't speak. But many times, few minutes during day, just go in silence. Because elevated, awake the signal this month is solitude, concentration, inner harmony. So these are all powers which we will have to accumulate, which we can use for service now. Because there will be big change. You will see so many changes in the world. Right? Lot of kinds of things. People are losing jobs, people are losing security, people are, you know, it's lot of worldwide, lot of problems. Right? And to serve souls now will not be just words. You know, when people come to the center, you start the course, they have so many problems. Unless you listen to them, they can't take knowledge. Because it won't go in. They are suffering, or they have some domestic issues, or every sister says, we have to listen to them so that they are empty and then they could take something. So, sustenance, whether it is from Brahma Baba or Avek Baba Dada, and now from us, Even we use lot of word Mansa Seva, right? We talk Mansa Seva. I'm sitting and doing Mansa Seva for someone. But if your depends on not only your thoughts, but these powers within your thoughts is your current. And then your words become words of blessings. So subtle is something which is not visible, right? Once we told Adi Janaki that doctors are saying you shouldn't be speaking too much because your lungs are not that strong. She said, don't make me scare what doctors say. I'm not going to stop speaking. That she was little bit serious. She said, if I am not practicing silence, I won't be able to speak so many hours. And then I just stopped. Say, we're not going to go again if doctors even tell us we're not going to repeat this. She said, if I was not practicing silence, I wouldn't be able to speak. So that means she was integrating her silence and her speak. We do silence, or only speaking. And one time somebody said, Dadi, when you say something to someone, they don't feel bad. But when we say, they don't like it. Dadi said, because anything I hear, I just clean my feelings. I don't keep any feelings, bad feeling or this feeling. No. They are very clean. So when I say, they are not hurt. But when you say, you also have the feelings. And because you have feelings, so that person doesn't like it or feel why you have to say it. It's subtle, isn't it? Feelings are very subtle. So we were thinking for this year to create a service based on using these powers. And making our mind and intellect devices, attitude and drishti. Based on these powers. Anyone you look at God's love in soul consciousness, you are a beautiful, elevated soul. I am also soul. So you're not saying it, but because you have that awareness, your drishti is like that. So automatically it will work, right? So one is to know how we are being sustained. And then preparing ourselves, how we sustain ourselves and how we sustain others. So when you return from here, you should feel difference in you. So not only the atmosphere will become very powerful and pure and but the relationships, understanding amongst each other, Because everything in life, whatever we do, also becomes kind of record. Do you become upset very quickly, or sometimes, or all the time? See, we are coordinators, or we are teachers, or we are the way. So everyone comes to you to feel love, not to point out about you are not like, why you do this, why you do this. So you are creating a distance, right? But that soul is seeking love, and from love then you give direction, right direction. And you suggest this is the better way, let's work together. So many, many souls, they are looking for, from our presence, that belonging, God's love, inclusiveness, and so, for us, like, our progress and using these powers, using in the sense, be that embodiment. So lot of attainments, lot of contentment, as Baba said, blessings. So within the family, there should be not only at one center, but center to center and country to country, globally, right? We all are one, right? We belong to one, we follow one Srimad, we do Amrit Vela every morning, Murli, same, right? A lot of oneness. And then Mama used to say, like sanskars, right? That they are trying to change their sanskars. So they are trying to throw the garbage. And then you go and open the garbage, what is in it? Why are you looking at someone's old sanskars? Mama always used to say, it's garbage, no? This one is trying to change sanskar, and you are looking at their sanskars. And then you talk about that too. That soul is making efforts. There will be realization, there will be transformation. But why should I? This one is like that, this one does this, this one is like this. Yeah, we notice. Give love. And also, of course, whatever is right, you say it. I always say right things at the right time, in a right way. Sometimes we say good things, but not at the right time. And also then the way we say it also not right. Lot of people say that means we shouldn't correct anyone. I mean, you cannot correct anyone, but if you have to say it, is this the right way, right time? Right way, right time, right words, everything right, if it is right. That means somewhere you are also wrong. One instrument didn't want it to live with another. I say, but what is the reason? Why she's so good and She says in front of everyone, she keeps telling me, correcting me, which I don't like. So I said, it's right. That means you don't say anything to other instrument in front of students, right? Let's say, I'm just giving them. So these are very little things. Now people say, why there are no new instruments, younger instrument? All should emerge, no? In India, every day, even yesterday, about 12 surrendered. Every day they have surrendered ceremony. So many instruments. Why should be less hands? Why there are less hands? Nobody wants to stay at center, surrender, all that. So when we came, we were young, right? And we were sustained by dadis. So quality of sustenance will bring souls closer. And they would like to be there in foreign countries. We don't have surrender only on godly service. There are many. And also Baba, Brahma Baba used to advise many, many, many couples. They were very good quality couples. Big businessman and this. Baba will say, do you have enough to eat, right? Dal roti. You have enough for dal roti? Yes. So why are you working? You have saving? You have... Do you need to work? No. We went to museum for flag hoisting. And I know the literature who used to take care of was a couple, and Baba gave them that duty. Then there was another very important, good couple from Hong Kong. Baba said, you have for dal roti now? So I had been doing that recently. Very good couples. They both had been working. They have house and most of that, those who work, they get pension, they get a lot of money, in the end when they retire. So I say, why are you working? Do Baba's service. So recently there are two, one couple, then other, now third one. And they are also hands, in the sense they could take care of sent. There was a couple in India. They retired and now they are in Guyana taking care of. And then mother cooks and brother also is taking care of. So there are sisters, but this couple is taking care of whole thing. Now they all are here and they are there. So many types of hands. There are single brothers, single mothers. So if they have enough to live, right? Yesterday when mother came, her husband was in military, but he died young. She is also young. So she works, but she is like right hand of the instrument there. She has so much time. So sometimes there might not be enough hands that way. But then there are many, many. In London too, I see so many. Some at reception, some somewhere. So there are different ways. Because when there are enough hands, sustenance will be happening. And it's our sustenance that we create both hands, right? So what the sustenance is quite a big subject, which we learned from Baba, Brahma Baba, Abhyakta, Dadis also. Dadi Janki had one nature after meditation 7:30. Just for 15 minutes, she will always have chit-chat. How many of us sit together, not talk about service or issues, but chit-chat? I said, they see whole day, there is no conversation of knowledge. Whenever we sit, either we talk of service or situations or, but what about chit-chat of knowledge? It's very important, because one thing I learned from Dadis, their relationship was whenever they sat, they talked, what did Baba say this morning? What did Baba say? What did Baba say? Not only churning on my own, but chit-chat is important for sustenance. So these might look very old traditional ways, but they are very powerful, right? So creating all these different simple methods, whole place wherever you are will be bubbling with a lot of energies. That's the sustenance, right? When we start living at center, every night, half an hour, we all gathered. And Didi Manmohini used to be our, we all will share what happened today, what were the questions new students ask. It's like sharing what happened for service, different people, what they want, and it was very, very interesting. And these days, as soon as you finish, everyone is in their room, right? So there are certain things, certain methods, where we can create more and more kind of feeling of being sustained. Our capacity of sustenance will increase by using these methods, right? Whether at 7:30 or night time. Some say we sleep early, so you can do after 7:30. Otherwise 9 to 9:30, whatever. So Brahma Baba, Avyak Bab Dada, they all sustaining us. The expansion which is happening in India. Even people say, there are no Dadis, there are no one. But how well it's happening? Is Baba, no? Baba's sustenance. It's His task. He started Yajna and He's sustaining Yajna. All the time. Without His sustenance, I don't think we can really expand Yajna. So feel that, experience that, and become instrument also to sustain others. Not only numbers will increase, but lot of your hands will be there. Right? Anyone has any question or anything to tell or? No? So let's close with Baba's remembrance. But also little bit about little bit confused and still there about contribution, right? We have Sudesh Didi here, and I know she meets everyone and we give contribution. But also there is lot of renovation in Pandav Bhavan. So those who stay there or those who want to contribute to Pandav Bhavan can also give to Shashiben. Because it's very old, you know, the kitchen there. So they are renovating whole kitchen. They renovated brother's place. So lot of renovation is there. So I just want to say that those specially go to stay or visit, then you can contribute to Shashiben. And also we had said if your RC is present, you can give to your RCs. Because some people are a little bit, again, not very clear. Okay. Om Shanti. Thank you.